Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Sabina Miller.
Hello.
And we just finished a wonderful, wonderful conversation, Sabina and I, with Laura Mogul from Landmark. And the stuff going on at Landmark constantly, it just improves, it constantly gets better, and it really is, you know, the jewel of the community. There's no question about it. But it's not alone in being the jewel, because right across the street, we have the Port Washington Library. And that is another, not just a library, that is a social center. It's a community center. The stuff that goes on there and the adult services are tremendous. And the head of adult services is Keith Klang. And Keith is with us now in the studio.
Yes, thanks for having me back.
Port Washington. Thank you. It's a pleasure. And it's amazing that you're both here on the same day, you know, and literally across the street from each other.
It was good timing on your part, but we're
Christina's.
Really...
Don't give me the credit. It's Christina.
We're excited to be here, and it's just a really great way to reach out. I'm actually on the Project Independence Advisory Board in Port Washington.
Okay.
So it really gives myself and our community a really great connection to what's going on in the Port Washington community. How can we better serve the Project Independence community, the seniors that live in our community, and really just keeps a lot of things on the radar. We just recently had a program that we co-sponsored with Project Independence for brain fitness, and it was actually a pilot program that they were testing at our library, and it was a success, and they got a great response from our community, and now they're going to be doing that in several other libraries and other places in the town of North Hempstead. So projects like that are really important to us, and the collaboration and just working with the Project Independence Advisory Board and Nancy Mesrahi and everyone at the town of North Hempstead is just, it's really, I think, improved the programs that we
Terrific.
Offer.
Terrific. I have a question, which is a little bit aside from this. I know Port Washington does a lot of programs. Do all the libraries have programs?
I mean, yes. You
know, oh, they do. Okay.
Yeah. So, I that's what, you know, talking today, I obviously know more about the Port Washington Public Library Services, but I would love, you know, as an advocate of just libraries in general and as a librarian, you know, I encourage anyone in the town of North Hempstead that, you know, everyone has access to a public library, and the ones in the town of North Hempstead are phenomenal and offer a wide breadth of access to materials, to programs, to different services. So I would really encourage anyone who's sort of, oh, I haven't been to the library in 5 or 10 years. There's you don't have to have been there in the last 5 to 10 years to come back
absolutely.
And to experience a program. I mean, we don't, you know, you don't need a card to come into our library, which I think for people that don't usually use the library sort of feel that way. They don't feel like they're part of the club.
Okay.
I would like to ask you a question because I am, you know, I would be our listening audience,
sure.
A senior. In my day, you went to the library, you took out a book, you brought it back, you paid a fine, you brought it back on time, you didn't pay a fine.
Right.
And now the library is, it's not just a book place, it's almost a social center. And you are focusing in on a lot of seniors, or are they just mixed in with the crowd?
I think it that's a good question. I think seniors are... We don't want to brand anything as this is just for
seniors,
X population or Y population.
Yeah.
I think we try our best to make everything very inclusive. And we have a, for instance, on Fridays, going on starting in about an hour, we have a weekly Friday, we call it Sandwiched In program, where, you know, you can bring your lunch, we provide coffee and a little dessert, and we always have a lecture speaker. Talking about something later today, we have someone talking about Father's Day, like the history of Father's Day. Last week, we had a federal judge from that's on Long Island, who's actually a local Port Washington resident, talk about his experience as a judge. So those programs are attended. I would say, Sabina, those programs are attended especially during the day, by more seniors. Right. But we also in no way want to say, oh, this is only for this age group.
Yeah.
And we do see that, you know, a younger, you know, a collaborative, integrated program.
All right. I have another question. In order for seniors, and you're the town of North Hempstead, you've got Manhasset, you've got Plandome,
sure.
Great Neck, everything right around you. In order for a senior to come to your library and go to one of your programs, mm-hmm. must they be a member? Must they have a library card from Port Washington?
No. And we get that question actually pretty frequently because, Great Neck's library was under renovation for quite a while. I'm sure John knows that because he's in Great Neck. And so is Sabina. I didn't know that. And we had a lot of people from Great Neck while their building was under construction coming to our library using our materials. But we in our programming, we do sort of stipulate, yes, we take priority Port Washington patrons, but honestly, we never have an issue.
Turned away.
We never turn people away. And especially for a concert or a lecture or a movie, those are open to all, and anyone that lives in Manhasset or Roslyn are welcome in our library.
And you have parking.
We do have parking. More, and actually, it's sort of if you build it, they will come. There's always, we could add another, layer of parking, uh-huh. and it would still fill up. But I would say, comparably to other libraries in Nassau County, we're very fortunate. We do have. I mean, it's still an issue. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not an issue. But
from a senior perspective, your library, the parking is good.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, you have a major event.
Sure.
Unless you're there early.
Sure.
You're going to be parking down the hill and you're walking back up or whatever.
Sure.
But, for the daily or everyday activities of a senior going there.
Right,
we do have an
extra number of handicapped parking spaces. We're a pretty accessible building. We have two elevators in the building, so from an accessibility standpoint, I think we're doing a pretty good job of being able to service those who, if they went to somewhere else to another program, it might not be as feasible for them to get in and out. And we try and, that's a priority.
How big is your auditorium? I've been in there. How many people?
We can house about 150 chairs. And if there's a little bit of a standing room, but officially there's about 150.
Okay.
So we concert-wise, we get a pretty good turnout. We had a concert last weekend, a swing band concert. I think we had roughly 80 to 100 people there.
Were you there?
Was I there at that concert?
Yeah.
No, I was not.
Okay,
no.
Because I was going to ask what age bracket the audience was made up of.
Usually on the weekend concerts, we typically will do a concert on Sundays, and it's a variety. Sometimes we'll do a classical concert. Our Music Advisory Council, which we're very fortunate to have, sponsors a lot of the Sunday programs, and they typically are... either a pianist or a violinist. I would say the daytime concert programs, we have a older audience. We do also provide concerts in the evenings, which we also get a variety of different community members coming to, either on a Thursday or Friday evening as well, usually like
well,
a 7 o'clock.
Well, the seniors don't work, and the younger people... like you are working, so you can't go. And then a lot of seniors don't drive at night.
Right. That's something we're aware of. We try and book a lot of programs during the day to service that. We have a lot of, we have virtual visits, usually on Mondays, where someone will come in and talk about, I think next week we have someone coming in talking about the Cloisters. We have a lot of curators come in and talk about different exhibits that are currently up.
Wow.
Current exhibits currently up. Our program coordinator Jessica Lay does a phenomenal job of that. So
now, if you don't live in Port, let's say you live in Plano, Manhasset, whatever. Can you still come to these programs?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Even the afternoon
Even
ones?
All of them, yes.
Wow.
And we do have a lot of people that do that. We have
wow.
We don't ask people at the door what library you belong to. But I know, speaking to a lot of the different people that attend, we do.
Well, what happens is, like I see you have a paper that you put out, and a lot of the libraries have it, so seniors do look and say,
yes.
They'll get together and say, you know what, Port Washington this Wednesday has a great program, and Westbury on Tuesday has something I want to go to. And they get together.
Exactly. It's funny. We have a chess group that comes, that meets every Tuesday, and I think they go to Manhasset on either Monday or Thursday, and it's the same group. They kind of travel. They're like a traveling band of chess players. And it's great because, you know, it's a great introduction for people who don't live in Port Washington to come to our library and kind of see what we have to offer. And it's, you know, it's just a great meetup. You know, it's sometimes it's you know, informal kind of hangouts like that are great and I think are really important for a community. I was listening to your previous segment, you know, just that getting out and just having a little socialization. Someone actually was at the chess the other day. His wife was peeking in on the program, and she said he had, you know, he recently got out of the hospital. He hasn't played chess in 25 years, and she was like a worried parent watching him from outside the meeting room, making sure he was okay. But I think, you know, she just, you could see how important it was for her that he was getting back into society, you know, and kind of integrated and having a good time and socializing.
And that's my message. If you don't use it, you lose it. The last 6 weeks, I probably spent 5 of the last 6 weeks in bed because I have a very bad back. I'm in physical therapy, and I would see someone on television, I'd say, who's that? They'd say, so-and-so is going to be on. I mean, I really thought, wow, you know, you don't talk to people, you just lie there, and I'm so pleased that, you know, a place like the library, when I was growing up, you could not talk in the library.
Oh, I agree.
And now they
don't want you to shut up in the library.
Yeah.
Actually, we're going to have to stop talking for a minute and take a break here. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.